USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House defending President Trump's tweet yesterday that referred to the ongoing House impeachment inquiry as a lynching. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley saying that the president was not comparing the impeachment probe to one of the darkest moments in American history and argued that Trump has used many words to describe how he's been treated. Trump's comment has been condemned by members of both parties, but U.S. Senator Republican Lindsey Graham is not among them. He told reporters,
"So yeah, this is a lynching in every sense. This is un-American."
Two associates of President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, face arraignment today on federal campaign finance charges. The two are charged with funneling hundreds of thousands of dollars in illegal foreign campaign contributions to U.S. candidates and political action committees. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Vice President Mike Pence says Democrats are spending too much time with their impeachment inquiry and not taking care of other business at hand. For instance, he says the trade agreement that President Trump negotiated with Canada and Mexico, called the USMCA, is still looking for action.
Politics is the only thing that explains the delay. I mean, President Trump inked this deal with Mexico and Canada a year ago. It's been sitting on Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk.
Pence was speaking on Fox News. The Washington Nationals taking an early lead in the World Series. The Nats beat the Astros 5-4 in Game 1 of the Fall Classic in Houston last night. Max Scherzer for the Nats got through five innings to get the win. Sean Doolittle then got the final four outs to notch the save. George Springer homering and knocking in two of Houston's runs. It'll be hosting Game 2 this evening. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The unknown Trump administration member who wrote an essay on the resistance from the inside now has a book deal, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The book, which is titled The Warning, will come out November 19th, more than a year after the essay appeared in the New York Times that said many within the administration were actively blocking some of President Trump's orders. The essay was published September of 2018. So far, no one has named the official, despite widespread speculation and the president's own suggestion that the author's identity be investigated. Hatchet Books is calling it an unprecedented behind-the-scenes portrait that offers a shocking first-hand account of President Trump and his record. The author will be identified as a senior Trump administration official. According to the publisher, the author accepted no advance and will donate a portion of the royalties to nonprofits that focus on accountability and standing up for truth in oppressive countries. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg is to testify at a U.S. House hearing today. He'll talk to the House Financial Services panel about Facebook's controversial plans for digital currency. And SpaceX has announced it's going to launch satellite internet service sometime next year. You can find us on the internet at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.